Yeah, I mean, it was a tense game. I think KP showed his experience, actually, to know that it wasn't going to be a 150, 160 wicket. Once we got up to 130, I always thought that was going to be competitive if we held our length. We saw in the one-day games here that it was quite hard to hit length balls. I think the boundaries we went for early were quite full deliveries that the Pakistan batsmen managed to get away. So we talked when the spinners were on about when the seamers came back to make sure we were as heavy as we could be and make the batsmen clear the ropes from that sort of length. And we always knew if we could take it as deep as possible, we stood a chance. I think Sam Patel showed some great character today to come back from, obviously, getting a free lead, I suppose, in the last game. With a little bit of reverse swing at the end, I thought it was really valuable to hold length. And Shade was fantastic towards, like, obviously, his last two overs. They're highly pressure overs to bowl, and he showed his 20-20 class there. Our fielding today probably wasn't as good as it was the other day, but we managed to take two run-out chances that changed the game. So that's what we ask of fielders, that if you have a chance every ball to change the game, and you've got to try everything you can to do that. I mean, we've got guys who are quick off the mark. I mean, Joss is the quickest guy on our side, I think, and that proved very valuable today. And if we can keep working on that, we've got a very powerful unit in the field. We know how important that is in 2020 cricket. We obviously had a bit of inexperience in that first game, and today they had a lot of experience. So it proves that they're quite difficult wickets to score on at the end, and that's what kept us going out there. I mean, after 10 overs, if we're all honest, it looked like the game was slipping away from us, but the 11 guys on the field were very clear that if we could get a couple of tight overs and you can change 20-20 games like that, and we knew it wasn't going to be that easy to get 7.5, 8 and over at the end. So I think the communication between the fellas was brilliant, and that probably led to us winning the game. Yeah, I mean, the one day in 2020 certainly doesn't make up for the test matches, because that was a hugely disappointing series for us. We came over here wanting to really prove ourselves on the subcontinent, and we didn't do that. But we do have an opportunity when we go to Sri Lanka next week to do that. But to be the best team in the world, you have to show character. And a lot of the guys who stayed on really did that. To win the ODI series 4-0 in the 2020 series, obviously, is fantastic. We leave on a high. The confidence is high. We have to wait till the end of June, I think, for our next game in the 2020 stuff. But that's just how the schedules work. But to come away with a victory is very pleasing. And it gives us a lot of confidence, obviously, with the next World Cup in the subcontinent. The last ball. I thought it was going to be very close to the turning point, because I actually thought it was a no ball as well. But yeah, I mean, obviously, I think KP said if he wanted any ball on that last ball, it was a quick full toss. But that's the value of a batsman batting through the innings. A guy on 50, 60 towards the end has got more chance of hitting that out of the park than anyone else. So we've seen that before. When we won the 2020 World Cup in the Caribbean, we had key batsmen bat through innings, and we know how important that is. We talk about that, and it was great that KP showed that class and experience to do that today. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the bowlers who have to deliver the ball out there, so I think the communication between the bowlers was fantastic. Yeah, I mean, I think when we came over here, we probably thought it was going to be really hard to get 20 wickets, and we were expecting to score a lot of runs, but it was the other way around. I think it's exciting being part of a bowling group that can pick up 20 wickets. We went into new territory playing 2-2 in the test matches, and I thought that was a success. And yeah, I mean, the wickets probably did a little bit more for the seamers than we thought they might do, actually. The ball seamed around a little bit, but it's been a fantastic tour for the bowlers on the whole, and we can take a lot of confidence from this, knowing that we've got a lot of cricket in the subcontinent, and if we do click with the bat, we stand a very good chance of winning games. Yeah, I mean, I think we do have work to do, but I mean, Ajmal's a world-class bowler. There's not many guys in the world these days who turn it both ways at that sort of pace, so I think the guys obviously have struggled against him this trip. He's bowled fantastically well. You have to give a huge amount of credit to him. But it's been a learning experience for our guys, and you learn from your mistakes. And we have to learn quick going to Sri Lanka for two test matches. And that'll be our biggest test. If we go there and score runs, then it proves that we've got some character in the batting lineup.